There we go. My bad. Never. Oh, you're talking to Caleb? Why does he need a haircut? All right, so here we go. Tonight, simple. Before we do that, I want to let everybody know we have two visitors here tonight. The first one has an awesome name I've never heard before. It's Anissa. Did I say it right? Heck yeah, because I'm just that good. The second one is Sabrina. Okay, now that's over with. So, the tonight's message, titled, Just Say Yes. Simple, easy. We're going to start off with an exercise. Okay, here we go. All you got to do, I'm going to put something on the screen. You just got to shout it out. If I offered this to you, no strings attached, gave you the opportunity to do it, would you take it? Okay? First one. Yes. Duh. $100, no strings attached. Where do I sign, right? All right, second one. Well, then come here. Come on, you want to eat one? Are you going to eat it? Are you going to eat it?
I mean, maybe.
Are you going to eat it?
Where is it?
Are you going to eat it?
Probably not.
All right, then go sit down.
Dang,
all right, so unless you're trying to be that guy,
okay.
If you get an offer to rat sandwich, you're not taking it. Okay? Does it look to cook? It's... All right. Third one.
Yes.
Like half and half here.
Yes.
Maybe. All right, so like if I take a trip to Six Flags, like half the group's like, we're there. The other half's like, no. So here's the thing. In our lives, there's things that we need to say yes to. There's things that we're going to say no to, and there's things that there's not always a right answer. I want to focus in on the choices that we make in general. Say, I want to challenge us to be at a point where we consistently say yes to God things and no to things that are not of God. Okay? So, I think most of the time our choices fall into one of three categories. All right? Bad things, good things, and God things. Bad things, obviously we know what these are. Things we shouldn't be doing. They're the type of things that no matter what we look at, it's sin. Okay? Give me some examples. Greed. That's it, just the one. Fornication, okay? So there's two. Stealing. Oh, there's only like eight other commandments out there if anybody's curious and looking for an answer. They're in Exodus 20. Y'all can look that up later. All right, so the next one, good things. These are opportunities we have in our lives that aren't necessarily good, aren't necessarily always bad, okay? Is riding a roller coaster a sin? Will it make you throw up? So, is it a good thing or a bad thing? Okay. So, maybe a better term for these is neutral, but I just didn't really want to use a random term. Then there's the God things. Okay. Things that push us forward in our journey towards God. Anybody got examples maybe? Hopefully we got a few more of those. The Bible study. Okay. Reading your Bible. Camp. Oh, okay. Worship. Prayer. This half of the room is not participating tonight. Oh, lead others to Christ. All right. So, yeah, these are things that deep in our heart we know we should be doing. All right. So, Here's what we want to do. I've got a grid. Simple and easy. Okay? Take a moment. Don't say anything to anybody else because we don't want anybody to find out that you're like not as holy as you think you are. Okay? Fill the grid out using the words always, sometimes, or never. So like when it comes to bad things, it's like I say yes all the time. Every time a bad thing shows up, like that's an always for me. Okay? So just think that over for just a second, but be honest about it. If you're not honest, this isn't going to do us any good. Sometimes for all of them, Ethan's like straight up middle of the road. Not good, not bad, I'm just here. It's what I do. Got it. Okay. So I don't know how you filled it out, but I'd be willing to bet most of us filled it out something like this. No. Okay, what if this is how we probably wanted to fill it out, maybe? I mean, of course, it's like bad things never. Yeah, that doesn't actually work, right? So, obviously, it'd be never saying yes to the bad things and always saying yes to the God things. But I feel like most of the time, this is what our chart actually looks like. I know mine does sometimes. Straight up days where this is how my life goes. If it's bad, I'm all in. If it's a God thing, I want no part of it. Sometimes we just kind of hang out in the middle like Ethan, sometimes across the board. So, but if there's times where you feel like this is how life is going, understand that you're not alone. Okay. Obviously, most of us in this room hang out this way, but somebody else did as well. Okay, Paul. Who is Paul? Guy in the Bible. What else? What do we know about Paul? His former name was Saul. Okay. Okay. Right, this is a guy that wrote like 2/3 of the New Testament. Like after you get past the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, if you open a book and read it and you guess that Paul wrote it, there's a 50-50 chance you're right. Really better than 50-50 chance. Okay? So, go to Romans 7. Did Paul write Romans?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
What did you say about Acts? You're totally wrong. Oh, yeah, Luke wrote Acts. Luke. It says that in Acts 1:1. Like I said, Acts 1:1 tells you who wrote it. All right, so Romans 7, verse 15. No, I said if you go after the Gospels, you have a 50-50 shot. Romans 7, one after 6, before 8. Okay. All right. 6:78. So, starting in verse 15, it says, I don't really understand myself. For I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Is that anybody else in here? Yeah. Okay. So he goes on. Instead, I do what I hate. Anybody else? Okay. 16 says, if I know what I'm doing is wrong, this shows that I agree that the law is good. So I'm not the one doing wrong. It's sin living in me that does it. I know that nothing good lives in me. That is my sinful nature. I want to do what's right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. So, again, we're going to focus on 15 and 19. Okay, again, 15, I don't understand myself. I want to do what's right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. And then down to 19, I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. Literally, Paul, the guy that wrote over half the New Testament, is saying, I say yes to bad things, and I say no to God things. Paul also knew that this isn't the life that we were meant to lead. He knew that we were meant to be better. So skip all the way down to verse 22. It says, I love God's law with all my heart, but there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. Oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Thank God, the answer is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. So you see how it is. In my mind, I really want to obey God's law, but because of my sinful nature, I'm a slave to sin. So Paul figured it out. Jesus is the only way to get us out of this nasty, disgusting habit of constantly saying no to God all the time. So, saying yes to God means saying no to self. Jesus put it this way, Luke 9:23. Then he said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross daily, and follow me. Okay, Jesus is talking about the same thing that Paul is talking about in Romans 7. There's another power at work here. There's something else going on inside me, this sin nature, this flesh that we're talking about. One of them is going to win, the sin nature or our God nature. Okay? When we let sin control us instead of denying it, the chart we've been looking at looks a little bit more like this. Maybe. Always sometimes. So, how many of you guys in here want to have fun? Sometimes. Nice try. So like three of you, the rest of you, totally good being just boring bumps on a log. So for the three of you that want to have fun, okay, you're like me, but I find it hard sometimes to do things that are uncomfortable. Okay, if you told me, Aaron, you need to eat this rat sandwich or you're going to die, not sure I could do it. Okay, so tell me this. Does taking up your cross daily sound like fun? What did you say? Caleb, would you tell her how much fun your brother and your cousin had holding that cross up about a year ago? Yeah, it was funny for us. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Y'all are going to help me when this is over. I'm going to take the cross down off the wall. See, Emily and I are going out of town this weekend. So she's going to a conference for work, and I'm going to make sure she carries that thing around all day long because it sounds like fun. She's like, just kidding. So, here's the thing, the difference between good things and God things. Good things generally sound interesting, sound appealing. God things a lot of times don't. How many of y'all want to get up early on Sunday morning and go to Sunday school instead of sleeping in? All right, so we have... See, so like maybe four. And those four, I promise, at least once a month, wake up going, Yeah, I still don't want to go. You know how I know? Because you don't show up. So, Sunday school obviously is a God thing, but it doesn't always sound like fun. Sleep is a good thing. God gave us rest. Sometimes sleep can be a bad thing if we do too much of it. Yeah, I could sleep for a week. See, you know how much you cannot get done when you sleep for a week? It takes a whole lot of really amazing effort to like read your Bible and sleep at the same time. Because I don't care what your biology teacher told you, you cannot sleep with a Bible under your pillow and learn by osmosis. It don't work. How is that going to work? How many of your dreams do you remember? All right, so basically what you're saying is you're going to read it and not remember it. Nice try. So, what are some good things in your life that maybe you need to say no to? That you need to deny yourself, take up your cross, and do a God thing instead? Not eating as much. Food is good, not always God. Nobody else. Everybody else is like, everything I do is a God thing. I ain't got nothing to worry about. No? TV. All right, yeah. Nothing else? What? You deleted what off your phone?
Facebook.
Oh, Facebook. Social media. Six? Okay. Totally confused as to what's going on right now. All right, so back to where we're at. Yeah, so saying yes to God involves trust. Many times when God asks us to take a step with Him, there's going to be a risk involved. We've got to take that step not knowing what the outcome is going to be. Anybody ever had anything like this happen before? Saying yes to God takes trust. Yeah. So, go to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Troy's got this one memorized. He's going to quote it to y'all as soon as we get done. Memorized. You should. I mean, yes, it was about a month ago, but still. Oh, we got one. We got three. Four, five. All right, we're still waiting for Troy to get to Proverbs so he can read the verse and remember that he memorized it. All two verses? No. Straight. That's what happens when you memorize something and forget it. Because he totally had to memorize that a month ago. So, when I read that, it seems to assume like we're going to struggle to say yes to God. It's almost as if the writer of Proverbs knows it's going to be a struggle. And he's telling us, I get it. I know it's going to be a struggle. But trust God anyways, and He will direct your path. He'll send you where you need to go. You don't have to figure it out all by yourself. So, trust is a word that we use a lot. But do we actually understand what it means? So this is a dude with a wheelbarrow. So, Back in the 1800s, there was a guy named Charles Bolden. Anybody have any idea who this is? No. All right. So, Troy's got it. This was a tightrope walker. One of the greatest tightrope walkers in history. But his claim to fame is when he walked on a tightrope across Niagara Falls. Anybody ever been to Niagara Falls? Is it a short distance?
No.
Yeah, it's a long ways, and it's windy. And I don't know if you're aware of what's below you, but it's like this massive waterfall thing that you will die in. Okay? So he walks across on a tightrope. After he gets done, he starts coming up with these crazy ideas of the next way that he's going to go across, because he's always got to one-up himself. So the first time he went across, he walked forward. The second time, he said he'd do it backward. Some of you can't walk a straight line on the concrete, like Emily. Okay, she falls on flat ground, no lie. So put her on tightrope, all bets are off. Okay. The next time he goes across, he did it on stilts. Don't look at me like that. That really happened. Okay. No, the one next to you. So the next time he goes across, he rode a bicycle. Yes, Niagara Falls, every time. Next time he went across on a bicycle. It's still not easy. Okay? The next time he went across, he took a stove on his back, stopped in the middle, and cooked breakfast. Google it. I'm not making this up. After we're over. Okay? So here's the deal. The last time he goes across, he takes a wheelbarrow. He goes across to the other side. He gets to the other side. Everybody's cheering like crazy. He says, you know what? I bet I can do this with somebody in the wheelbarrow. Everybody's like, absolutely, yes, you can. Yes, you can. He said, so who's going with me? At that point, everybody's like, it's one thing for people to say that he could do it. It's another thing for you to actually put your trust in him that he can get across. I mean, if this guy can walk across with a stove, take it down, cook breakfast, and keep going, pretty sure he could have made it across with somebody in the wheelbarrow. What? Google it, you can get all the details, okay? I'm just telling a story. Okay. This is not like class on Charles Bolden. So, the thing is, nobody wanted to actually trust him with their lives. We do the same thing. Trust generally comes with a call to action. Okay, got to be like, hey, do you want to win the world to Christ? We're like, yes. And he's like, then go. We're like, what? God, I'm good as long as somebody else has to do it. I trust that you're going to do great things as long as I don't have to be a part of it. There's generally a call to action that comes with it. So when we struggle to trust that God's in control and what God's actually going to do, I think our graph looks a little bit more like this. So that's how our first graph looked. What does that tell us about ourselves? We're indecisive. I think it shows we fail to trust that God's really going to do what he said he's going to do. We just read Proverbs. It said what? Trust the Lord in what? With all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. And what will he do? We don't trust he's going to make our path straight. What does Romans 8:28 say? God works all things together for the good of those who love him. So if we really believe that God's going to make our path straight and do all things for our good, why does our graph look like this? Are we really indecisive or do we have a trust problem? We're weak. We don't care enough. See, I want us to live here. This is where I want us to be. God, you said, I'm good. I'll go. I'm not saying we're always going to get it right. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. What I'm saying is when we say no to ourselves and fully trust in God, it's amazing at what could actually happen in our lives, in our church, in our area. But the graph's got to look more like that. I think and I pray about this group frequently. And I believe that we're here for more than just a little bit of good fellowship to hang out, make some jokes, and have a good time. But I also understand that it's going to take more than just hanging out and having a good time for us to get to this place where we can actually begin to see what God's going to do in the group, in the church, and in our community when we finally begin to say yes the way we should. When we actually begin to trust Him the way we should. So again, it's not that bad things need to rule our lives. It's not that good things need to rule our lives. The God things do. When the God situation presents itself, we need to say yes every time. All right? Simple and easy. Small groups. Go. Like snail night in the youth group.